dictation for Susan Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, November 20, 1946. Addresses a letter to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, consultation for Mrs. Wilson, recent high potassium and a change of kidney function. Presented with high potassium on blood tests without major symptoms, was evaluated local emergency room and eventually transferred to Lansing, did not require dialysis. Comes accompanied with husband. She has a history of coronary artery disease with prior bypass. Recently, there was volume overload, edema, CHF, requiring diuresis. She's following a salt and fluid restriction, 64 ounces a day. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Isolated diarrhea, not persistent, without any bleeding. Presently good urine output without any cloudiness of blood, no infection or bleeding, no incontinence, minimal nocturia. Edema has improved. She has peripheral vascular disease, but no discolor of the toes, no severe claudication, denies neuropathy. No recent chest pain palpitations. Does not require any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Follows with cardiology, minimal dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, problems of insomnia. She's been sleeping in a recliner, not because of difficulty breathing, but being more comfortable for the last 7-8 years. No skin rash, no bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no inflammatory arthritis, no headaches. Diabetes numbers are well controlled. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes for the last 16 years. Apparently well controlled. No documented neuropathy or retinopathy. Next number, coronary artery disease with a prior 5-vessel bypass surgery, no stents. She has apparently preserved ejection fraction, did not have a heart attack. She is not aware of arrhythmia, pacemaker, or valve abnormalities. There was a prior stroke in 2016, compromising speech. Is still finding sometimes problems finding words, but no localized weakness, upper or lower extremities. In the recent past, question a heart thrombus, although reviewing cardiology notes, that's not completely clear. She did have a brief episode of atrial fibrillation, and she is anticoagulated. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Denies seizures. She was not aware of prior kidney problems. Denies recurrent urinary tract infection. She is not aware of blood protein in the urine, kidney stones, no liver abnormalities, no gastrointestinal bleeding. Did receive blood transfusion at the time of bypass surgery. Next paragraph, surgical history, the 5-vessel bypass surgery 2008. That was at Saginaw, St. Mary's. Peripheral vascular disease requiring amputation. First, second toe. right-sided. Next paragraph, no reported allergies except environmental bee pollen. Next paragraph, she started smoking age 21, one pack per day, discontinued 2008 at the time of bypass surgery. Occasionally alcohol intake, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, pressing medications, ACE inhibitors discontinue, diltiazem discontinue, takes aspirin, Lipitor, Coric, Eliquis, Metformin, Niacin, Omega, vitamins, on LASIK 40 milligrams, Plavix 75, and vitamin D high dose in a weekly basis. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, other medical history includes prior ITP. The stroke was on the left-sided cerebral hemisphere. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 146, blood pressure 140 over 60 on the left, 142 over 50 on the right, no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, normal speech, bilateral cataracts, few teeth are left, no facial asymmetry, expressive aphasia or dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities, there is bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, appears to be irregular, a systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension, no palpable liver or spleen, does have bilateral femoral bruise, has decreased pulses, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, however, no gangrene, no cold temperature of the toes, no cyanosis, the prior number 1-2 amputation right-sided, minor 2+ edema, which appears to be improving, some of them is scaly, but no ulcers or cellulitis, no gross focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, in the recent past, creatinine ticks potassium 6, used to be 0.9 few months back. Most recent testing, March 17. Creatinine down to 2.2. Normal sodium, upper normal potassium, normal acid base. Normal calcium, albumin low at 3. Liver function test, NAP elevated. Anemia 9.7, a normal white blood cell platelet. Phosphorus at 5. Testing for monoclonal protein, negative. A1C 6.87. February of this year, creatinine 1.12. However, it was 0.97 September last year. Cholesterol well controlled. Albumin in the urine 417 milligrams per gram, which is considered gross proteinuria. There is a recent CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast. This is from March. Heart is reported as enlarged. Incidental gallbladder stones. Kidneys without obstruction. There is stones on the left side. An intrauterine device on the uterus. A small umbilical hernia. There is plaque on the abdominal aorta. February this year shows peripheral vascular disease. Kidney size at 9.8 on the right, 11.1 on the left. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute or subacute kidney injury. A person with long-standing diabetes, likely background of diabetic nephropathy, does have gross proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome. She does have also atherosclerosis, based on peripheral vascular disease and procedures, as well as coronary artery bypass. She likely has a strong component of nephrosclerosis. There is some degree of asymmetry between the right and the left kidney. Incidental stone without obstruction, no urinary retention, a simple cyst. Azotemia is improving, hyperkalemia improving. Presently off ACE inhibitors. She's not taking anti-inflammatory agents. She was recently diuresed, and she's doing salt fluid restrictions and remains on diuretics. We will monitor chemistries to show resolution or new steady state. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy pericarditis. There is no evidence of pulmonary edema pericarditis. We will monitor anemia for potential treatment, monitor potassium in the upper side for potential binders and changes on diet, monitor electrolyte acid base. I did not change present medications. Historically, diabetes has been fairly well controlled. I believe atherosclerosis is a major factor. She remains on double antiplatelet agents for coronary artery disease, well controlled on cholesterol. No evidence of activity for ITP. No evidence for monoclonal gammopathy. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband. We will follow with you.